Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on VBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. In a few minutes, I'll give you two phone numbers. One is a U.S. number that is shared with Canada, so you folks that live in the United States and Canada can call in. And I would love for you to call in. This is Thanksgiving. I'm hoping somebody's out there listening. And then there's a worldwide number, which means if you're living any place else in the world other than the United States and Canada, that you can call. I don't have a guest this evening because it's Thanksgiving. And so many people have their own plans just to sit around and be with family and friends, no matter where they are in the world. So tonight I'm going to talk about that. And I would love to have your insight. We're coming up on a new moon. I think tonight is a new moon, so it's a good time overall to start new projects. And sometimes new projects is also a matter of changing our attitudes, learning how to watch our tone of voice, maybe taking on new projects, physical projects, call it craft. Sometimes it's deciding. Now, this is November, so if you were going to go back to school, of course, you'd have to wait usually for, at least in a traditional college or whatever, for January. But it's a great time to make decisions and to do research. But most of all, it's a time to look around us and see what we can be thankful for. I know that sounds cliche. I know it sounds old-fashioned and don't go be hitting the button and going away now, because we're going to take a little different approach tonight about the world, about the word being thankful, gratitude, giving, receiving, and why. What are the benefits? What are the health benefits? That sort of thing. Take that phone number down. United States and Canada, you share a phone number, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, you would call in on 877-489-6350. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. And Spirit is an interesting word. I'd like to look at that word for a minute. We talk about talking to Spirit, at least on this show. Being a metaphysician, being a tarot reader, I use it, practicing psychic, I use it quite often. Spirit said, Spirit says, talking to Spirit, dreaming about Spirit. What is Spirit to us, at least to me? Spirit is that energy from across the veil of, call it time. And yes, occasionally I think I hear an angel whisper in my ear. Can't always put a name on it, but it's a totally different energy than if I hear or see or feel someone else's spirit. But I have to break that down. There are the spirits of the dearly departed that we think of as grandma and grandpa and our parents and our friends and, heaven forbid, children. And then there is spirit that has been gone for a very long time. Perhaps like Alice Bailey, the Tibetan monk that she channeled. And if you haven't read Alice Bailey, please do. She was a retired, older English teacher who suddenly began to channel a Tibetan monk. A totally unexpected event in her life. I don't know, 13, 14 books, I'm guessing, maybe more. In addition to the book that her children put together about her, her life. Her approach to teaching spirituality is really different. She's written things like telepathy, from initiation to, I just lost the name of it. I'll think about it in a minute. Trustees on White Magic, which really has nothing to do with magic as we know magic today. Glamour, which has to do with our egos. But it's all channeled. And I bring that up because that's a different level of spirit. And why am I bringing spirit up when it comes to being grateful when we have things to share with one another, because spirit helps us to see all of those kinds of spirits, help us to see and to understand why we should be grateful, why we should be able to say thank you. And while I'm at it, I need to say my thank yous right now. There are a lot of people out there in the world that, you know, the old saying, by the grace of God go I. Whatever God you believe in, I don't care what side of the fence you sit on or what you name your religion, that being that we put up there as that all-seeing, all-knowing being, I need to say thank you to our military people, if any of you are out there listening, to those folks who have loved ones in the military, so appreciate your support that you give them. You know, and I can be sappy here and say, you know, our parents living and deceased as well, our children. I have grown children and grandchildren. I'm very thankful for them. My son got to come in and spend Thanksgiving with his family this weekend. He's taken a job in another state, so he got a little bit of time off. They're waiting to move until the house sells. So I was thankful to see him, and I couldn't help but just sit in the living room in their home today and sit back and listen to the sounds of that family. And I was so thankful just for those sounds. I could have been there with no trimmings, no nothing, which I have been many times, just on a hurried Sunday afternoon. But today it was different for some reason. Maybe it's because I know they're moving. But I'm grateful and thankful for their energy. And I don't do that enough. I think it's wonderful that our United States and other parts of the world have designated a day of thankfulness. I know in some parts of Europe they don't. But isn't it sad that somebody felt the need to do that? Why can't we have those feelings every day? I mean, we say thank you. We say I appreciate that. Maybe it's because if we did it every day, it would almost be on emotional overload. And certainly we don't do a turkey every day or whatever your traditions are. I have a good friend that does Mexican food every Thanksgiving day. Big house and lots of friends and family come by and they all bring their favorite recipes. No turkey in that house. Maybe it would just be too much emotional overload. Maybe it would be too expensive because some people do tend to go over. But I do know other people that express their appreciation of other people in a number of ways on a daily basis. But for some reason, that day we set aside, we close our stores down, we close Wall Street down, we close the banks down, and we look at one another and across the table, and yes, and in some families, chosen or otherwise, it can be a little crazy. I know in my house, my mother's home, it was like a command performance. Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. You better be on your deathbed if you weren't there. And that included anybody you couldn't get along with. Those 3 days were days when all kinds of negative energies were dropped. Well, most of the time. And you simply appreciated the fact that those other people were breathing. No negativity was brought up. And then you could start your fights again the next day. What if we could do that every day? What if we could adopt that attitude of gratefulness just because that other person is breathing? I know there are some folks out there that you'd rather not see breathing, but we're not going to talk about that on a spiritually based show. That's for your therapist. That's for the anger management classes. But the bottom line is, if we can do it one day, why can't we do it 5 out of the year? Why can't we find a space in our hearts to let the stress go? And I'm going to expand it a little bit here. Country to country. Oh, I know. We can get down to the nitty-gritty of politics and other religious things, and it could be difficult. But all those things are based on ego. And I say all, because if you break it down and you sit down and you put enemies in a room and you listen to their words against one another or another's actions, and I would be willing to bet you that even if they claim it to be religion, they're proud of their religion. They need their religion, and we all do. But when it becomes a negative force, that's based on ego. And in words of spirituality, we don't need that kind of ego-based behavior. We just had a horrible event in India, and my sympathies go out to those folks that either were there or still living through it, because I understand it's not over, or they lost a loved one, or they had the fear of God, whatever they call their God, put into them because they were forced to participate in that killing. Some people have claimed responsibility, but who knows if that's true? And who knows if it was religious? Who knows if it was political? Although they're claiming that the behaviors are that of a religious-based behavior. Ego, fear. Why do we have to deal with that? Why can't we set aside those things? And yes, I suppose I'm a little bit of a Pollyanna, and I don't apologize for it one bit. I have passion about a lot of things. But to take another person's life because they're a different religion, no. I'm just glad they have a religion. I'm glad they have their own commandments to live by. Unfortunately, other religions forget the one about thou shalt not kill, whether it's physical or emotional. And there are a lot of ways to kill one another. Unfortunately. Maybe that's why unwillingly, unknowingly, when Thanksgiving was created as a day of, yes, worship in some towns, in some cultures, and a day of sharing what we are thankful for, I doubt that they, whoever that was, and I apologize for not knowing that history, they didn't know that it would spread this knowingly around the world and make things stop almost as much as Christmas does. And it doesn't matter whether you practice Christmas on the 25th of December. Most religions have some day of recognition for their entities, their deities' beginning, and their world stops. That's important. My thing is, why can't we do it every day? Why do we have to not do it? This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit. Those phone numbers, United States and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494 worldwide. Any place else except the United States and Canada, 877-489-6350. Thankfulness, gratitude. What's the difference between gratitude and thankfulness? Thin line, I think. Along with those words, with that word, we have to say appreciate. And then giving and receiving. Oh, gosh, we have to be able to give thankfulness and gratitude. But we also need to be able to receive it. We say thank you to some folks, and they say, oh, it's nothing. Little old me, I just put that whole thing together, and it was just absolutely nothing. My southern roots are coming out here. After all, I am in the middle of Central Texas. But gratitude, thankful, giving, receiving, abundance, appreciate, those are words that you hear tossed around a lot for thanksgiving. And to have gratitude, the expression of gratitude, is a casual relationship in a casual relationship. And that's the everyday walking around people. It's very similar to that expression in a personal relationship, although quite often diluted and spread over a wider base of experiences. That's Manny. You've heard me talk about Manny Pureheart many times. Gratitude reminds us to recognize that all things we receive and every experience that happens to us are gifts. Driving around today, I only saw one homeless person on the streets. And I was out driving a good 2.5 hours today, coming and going. One person. Where were the others that we see so often? Were they able to go to a shelter? Are they really not homeless? Because we know that some folks that are really not homeless or on the verge of homelessness are on the street. I was glad to see that. I was grateful that wherever they were, hopefully today they had the gift of food and shelter. Now here in Central Texas, it was a foggy day, this morning anyway. And it was fairly warm, low 70s. In other parts of the country, I'm sure it was cold or hot, whatever, but I hope those folks were off the streets receiving gifts that they could be grateful for. Some of those folks have mental or emotional impairment, some physical. Others just truly are down on their luck. They lost a job, and they can't seem to get crawling back up. So whatever their reasons are, I hope they receive the gifts today. Receiving, receiving, receiving. We should be able to receive the gift that someone feels the need to give. Whether it's a smile, and I remind people at the end of my show, almost every week, not to forget to share a smile with someone. Stranger, friend, family, doesn't matter. We don't smile enough at one another. I've been in other parts of the country that were much, much larger than Austin, Texas. And as busy as the streets are and as crammed as the traffic is, rarely do I not get a smile from a stranger. And I don't always smile first, so it's not like I'm instigating it. But it's amazing how it makes me feel if I'm flying through an airport and somebody who's just in as big a hurry as I am smiles at me. It's almost like an encouragement. You can pull that piece of luggage. You're going to make the plane okay. It just does wonders. And I especially try to remember it at this time of the year when retail people are tired and their feet hurt and a lot of them are new on the job because they're temporary help and they've got an ATB line. It's a grocery store in this part of the world. 20 people deep and they're not sure of every button they're pushing. So I try to just slow them down and say, no big deal. I make a point of trying to not go shopping when I'm in a hurry. Because I don't want them to feel my anxiety. Think before you do and smile more often. Gratitude. Gratitude is receiving gifts. And what all do we need to do to receive? Well, we need to appreciate the fact that somebody's made an effort to give us something. And that, again, can be that smile, can be help, can be food, appreciation is returning to another, returning to another in response to that which we feel the other have shared with or done which support us in our position. Again, that's Manny. I like his definition better than I do Webster's. Webster's is 4 pages long, I think. Appreciation is returning to another in response to that which we feel the others have shared with or done which supports us in our position. Appreciation usually flows from the heart, and it can take a lot of forms. Gratitude. The difference is that gratitude is inactive. Appreciation does something about it. Wow. Gratitude is inactive. We can silently appreciate what someone has done for us or with us or to us or because of us. Maybe we've inspired somebody to do something. Get off their butts and finish their book. You know, whatever. But if we do something about it, like say thank you, or in turn give them that smile, or in turn buy that book they wrote, that's appreciation. But do you guys realize how hard it is for some people to do either one of these things, appreciate or be grateful? We go about our day not even thinking about what other people do for us. You know, that clerk doesn't have to be nice to us. It's better when they are, of course. We feel better about purchasing that item and the company we buy it from. But nothing in their manual probably says they must be, unless they work for big, big companies that remind them that being pleasant to people who are buying something from you is the proper thing to do. But we also have a responsibility to be nice to other people in a retail situation, in any given situation. We have a responsibility to be as pleasant as we possibly can. That's showing our appreciation that they came to work today and opened that store. Or mom got out of bed and fixed his breakfast. Whatever. If somebody is doing something for you, both appreciate and be grateful. They go together. And when you say thank you, that's even better. Abundance comes with this. Abundance is a really misused word. We think of abundance as having a lot of money or clothes or cars, or we think of a materialistic. The word abundance comes with material items. But I've heard people that come from the generation of my parents, which lived through a Great Depression where there truly were soup lines and so forth, and suicides because of Wall Street, the crash of Wall Street. Their abundance was just having food for the day, flour and water to make bread. And it's kind of hard to believe as we look around us today. Most of us have a way of getting something to survive. Every now and then, I mentioned the homeless a while ago, and they've gotten down in a way that it's hard to get out of. There are organizations around the United States that are trying very hard to find jobs. I think it's CBS. They're having job fairs. Good Morning America, whatever that is. They're having job fairs across the nation, have been successful in getting jobs for some folks. So there are people out there that are trying to help the general public, if not the homeless, at least folks that can get there. But there are organizations that are trying to retrain and that sort of thing. So abundance can mean any number of things to us. To one homeless family, it can mean I've got a car to sleep in tonight, and I've got enough to get a McDonald's burger for my kid tomorrow morning. they don't always think of abundance as material. You know, if you think of abundance in terms of, I have love today. I may not have much else, but I have everything I need, and I have love. Abundance should give us a sense of feeling about how we feel about that word abundance. Is important. It's part of that attitude. It's an attitude about what we have, whether it's a secure friendship, relationship, married or otherwise, significant other, relationship with our family, kids. If you are fortunate enough to have a three-generational household and people at least get along, that's abundance within itself. Abundance is a good word. We just need to figure out what it means to us. All of this can affect our health, our attitudes, keeping our attitudes as positive as possible relieves our stress, which is harder on our body. It's amazing to me that, and I've read now for so many years, I've had the privilege of meeting so many people from different walks of life around the United States as I've done psychic fairs and lectures and that sort of thing, and in my own business, people walking in the door, and on all levels, people who, bless their hearts, could not afford a reading and wanted to hear what Spirit had to say to them. And yes, occasionally, as practicing psychics, most of us do donate readings to folks that we know just really can't afford it. And we feel, at least I do, I feel good about it. I'm sure others do too, in being able to do that. But it's important that we give, we share information so that others will have a little bit of peace of mind. And when folks are here, I try to encourage them to meditate, to learn how to meditate for stress relief, but also to get their own answers so they don't have to pay anybody for it. And I'm real quick to send people to therapists if Spirit says that's what they need to do, and remind people that psychics are not therapists. But the point is getting a mental and emotional peace and getting people to someone who can help them, perhaps professionally. Because if we get to a point where we can accept, that's a tricky word as well when it comes to being thankful. If we can accept today's circumstances with the realization that perhaps it doesn't have to be that way tomorrow, but our attitude, if it's something that is unchangeable, such as a health issue, if it is unchangeable, we need to figure out why we're in that situation. Perhaps it's a karmic debt. Perhaps it's something we agreed to learn from. Typically, that's what it is. And then we go from there. And we have to look beyond the human part and spiritually say, okay, I'm grateful for the lesson. I don't like what's going on in my life. I don't like this physical handicap or whatever. I don't like getting this divorce. I don't like what's happening, but let me see why it's happening and not take a victim attitude, even if you were the victim, and going forward from it and learning how to appreciate what you're going to get out of it. And that's hard. It's hard for men and women to do that. It's hard to get past ego. It's hard to get past those tears. When it's a negative situation. And it's hard to say, what on earth? why would I have invited this into my life? Why would I have agreed to these circumstances? And that's when spiritual learning kicks in. That's when you start looking beyond what you have currently called the norm in your life. Some people turn to religion, and that's a good thing. Some people turn to other forms of help. They do the logical thing. They do the therapy thing, which is important too. But I encourage people to learn how to meditate, to get even more involved in their own healing, and to listen to what Spirit has to say. Ah, there's that word, Spirit. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for Spirit with Elaine. That's me. Let me give you two phone numbers. USA and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. If you live anywhere else in the world other than the United States and Canada, you can reach us here at BBS Radio at 877-489-6350. And I hope if you're listening tonight that you will give a call in. Talk to me about your Thanksgiving, what that means to you. And, yeah, it's kind of fun to sit around the table or wherever. And once you have whatever meal you have in your hand or drink or something, cup of coffee, and you ask each other what you're thankful for. It doesn't have to be anything deep. I think it's fun to ask kids what they're thankful for. We didn't do that today around our table, and I meant to do that. We've done that in the past, and I think we were just all so excited about my son being at home. We were just chitter-chattering, and we didn't do that. I'm going to do it at another time, maybe Christmas. But nonetheless, because Christmas is another time, or whatever your religious day is set aside. And I know in some cultures, whatever their Christmas is called, they do that. They give one gift and something that's usually handmade, which is the more humble of exchanges. And it shows appreciation of that person being in their life and expresses why, which is another way of saying thank you for being in my life. Of course, most everybody complains about how commercial Christmas has gotten. Well, Thanksgiving has gotten really commercial, too. We hear about Thanksgiving before Halloween. This year, I noticed for the first time in a long time, I acknowledged, rephrase that, right before Halloween, of course, you get Halloween starting in September these days. But right before Halloween, Thanksgiving and Christmas were already on the aisles. And I was out picking up some last-minute things for Thanksgiving dinner. And I was in one of the United States, probably the world's largest discount areas, stores. And as I drove out the back way, I counted 29 of those portable pod-looking things loaded with what was going to be Christmas merchandise, because I stopped and asked the guys what all was in there. They looked at me suspiciously, so I said, I'm just curious. He said, well, Christmas, of course. 29. That's a lot of merchandise. And, of course, the store was unloading everything, getting serious. Although merchandise had already been out for a while, but now they're getting really serious. It's not just one third of the store, it's one half of the store. You can't go down almost any aisle without seeing it. Well, it was that way for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has become quite the commercial. And it's interesting to me how the colors will change in the stores. It goes from browns and golds and maroons and deep greens and dark blues, cream colors, to green, red, and white, silver, blue, and gold. Overnight, It's just amazing. It's like, okay, Thanksgiving is over. We're thankful for that. We're going on over here. But if we adapted if we could adapt the attitude that Christmas is a time to be grateful too, gosh, if we could just keep that feeling going 12 months out of the year, could we slow war down anymore? Could we take the anger out of people a little bit? What could we do if we could just change our attitudes towards one another and be grateful for what we do have and say thank you more often? Could we get rid of road rage a little better? I know people have got their own individual reasons for why they behave the way they do, why they say the things that they say. And we can't get into everybody's brain or heart and help everybody. And not everybody wants to. I'm just throwing it out there. Keeping that grateful, thankful, appreciative attitude and express it on a daily basis. You know, we receive emails all the time about this sort of thing. At least I do. And in a way, even though we get tons of emails, tons, all of us do, unless you've got a really good spam blocker and then you run the risk of blocking something you don't want to block. Now they've got the kickback things where it never hits your spam box and you don't really know what somebody tried to send you. It's important to express, to be reminded every now and then to slow down, to be grateful for what you do have in your life. And it's not to say you shouldn't have thoughts of bettering yourself or having more in your life if that's what's important to you. It's just a matter of how you handle it. I heard my daughter-in-law say several times today to the kids, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Because as siblings, we'll be siblings. They weren't always nice to each other with the tone of voice. And she's trying very hard to teach them to, no matter how crazy things are in the household or how crazy it is outside, that they watch their tone of voice, because they're all approaching that teen and preteen time when teenagers can be so tacky to one another without realizing it. They're just popping off. And I was thinking to myself when she was doing that, there are times on a daily basis when I want to say something to a total stranger. Please don't talk to me with that tone of voice. And it's not always retail clerks. I'm not picking on them. I had a lady be real tacky with me not long ago in a store because she thought I had bumped up against her, when in reality somebody pushed me into her. But she didn't stop and evaluate the situation. She just immediately jumped. And I kept my voice calm and said, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Someone bumped me. And then she backed off, but she was ready to pull a punch. Now, what was going on in that lady? Bless her heart. Was that just her normal attitude, or was she just having a bad day? And what if I had bullied and pestered up like a banny rooster and gotten back in her face? Could have gotten ugly real quick. Take a deep breath. We're coming up on a stressful holiday season for a lot of people. So just take a deep breath and be thankful you've got the money to go spend, if you've got it. If you're in that retail store, if you're driving down that street, if you're going to the grocery store, you've got the money to spend. Be grateful for it. Don't go when you're in a hurry. So if the clerk is having a hard day or first day out, you don't have to hurry them. Be grateful you're being able to spend the money on somebody you care about, whether it's preparing a meal or sharing a gift. And if you can't afford that much this year, and goodness, a lot of us can't, it's really cutting back this year. I hear more and more families say it's just going to be two presents or just going to be one, or we're not sharing presents this year. We're going to go do charity work, or we've decided that we would take what we normally would spend for, let's say, Christmas, and we're going to write a check to our favorite fund. You know, now is a great time of the in these circumstances to teach kids and adults about what it's like to have less. It's amazing how some poor families, I mean really poor families, can feed 12 kids or more people in their household and friends. It just amazes me how people who supposedly have so little can do so much with it. Now granted, there are families out there that can't do that. They've dropped in income a notch or two and they can't do it, and those are the ones that really need the help. But there are families out there that just are amazing. It's like the potato pot is never endless, never has a hole in it. And I grew up with some of those families where one more mouth at the table was okay. Just seemed like the more mouths were there, the more food there was. It's amazing as I look back on it. We were middle-income folks. We were military. Didn't always have everything, but we always had everything we needed. And for that, I can thank my parents' good money management. And I'm grateful for that. I'm very grateful. Those phone numbers, Canada and the United States, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide number, 877-489-6350. Another way of figuring out the receiving part of gratitude and being thankful is watching and listening and being still. I mentioned meditation a while ago. It's a perfect way to be still. Just be still. Those of you that don't know how to meditate, there's some really good tapes out there that can do top-down type meditations. There are all forms of, there are all kinds of meditations. And the depth of meditations. And it's a good way to meet your guides. It's a good way to receive information. There's that word again, receiving. And you receive sometimes instruction from Spirit. You get to meet your guides. That's really a major reason why people want to learn how to meditate, is to meet their guides. But it's also a way, it's kind of like a dreaming. It's some people say, oh, I can't make my mind still enough to meditate, to really be still and do that in depth. And I say, well, daydream. Just, you know, that way if the grocery list comes in or whatever interferes, you can say, okay, I acknowledge that. And then you go back to daydreaming about visualizing. And that's a key word. If it's something you want in your life or you want a better circumstance or whatever you think you need. And here I've got to say that if you're praying for a new Hummer, you may want to put in your wish list mentally, thank you for this or something better, because a Hummer may not be what's really best for you. But that's just an example. Always put down there at the bottom of your list, mental or physical, thank you God, Goddess, whatever, for this or something better, so that you get out of your own way. But learning how to meditate, if you can't make your mind be still so that you can hear and you can listen, which, by the way, makes you a better observer when you're not in meditation, then daydream. Stare out the window like you did when you were a kid in school. Should have been listening, but you weren't. You were daydreaming. and see where your imagination, and it's okay to let your imagination go, or all of a sudden you're receiving information and it's like a dream. You're receiving information and you're getting all this stuff that you need. And then you come back and you remember it. Some people start their meditation process with the daydreaming. And then all of a sudden they realize that they've gone into full-blown meditation. You don't have to do it for hours on end. 15 minutes max for some people is all they need once they get the hang of it. Daydreaming, my goodness, you can daydream off and on all day long. Don't forget you've got a real life to live. It's a lot of fun to be out there in the ethers doing nothing. But that's a great way to watch and to listen and to be still. It's amazing what it can do for your stress level just to be still for just 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon. Just be still. You can have the kids around you if you're out there crazy. If you've got a crazy household, just sit down in the chair and let them come climb in your lap, do whatever, but you are being still. Sit down at the kitchen table to peel your potatoes. Daydream while you're peeling. See, I'm old-fashioned. Now they have the microwavable potato stuff. But find a way. I hear more and more about people who just don't have time for that soaky bath. Stand under the shower. Be still. It's amazing what you will hear, the music you'll hear in your head, the sounds you will hear in your head. Just like me sitting in the living room today, just being quiet. It's tradition in their family, my grandchildren's family, that after the Thanksgiving dinner, whatever it is, wherever it is, they put Christmas up. And there's some allergies in their household, so they can't use a living tree. They have to use it's a very nice artificial tree. And the kids are old enough now where they get everything out. Teenager puts it together, puts the lights on it, and then all three of them that are left at the house put the ornaments on. And then Joni comes along and she puts the ribbons and the last bit of ornamentation and the tree's up. And then they start decorating the rest of the house. So it was fun to just sit and watch them. And I have to admit, my mind wandered a little bit. I was peeking into their past to see past Christmases when I wasn't there, what it would have been like. And because they were military, so they were all over the world. But it was fun to just listen. Do that for yourself. It's a gift that you can appreciate as a memory somewhere down the line. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. On bbsradio.com, we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Worldwide, please call in at 877-489-6350, United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Health benefits, we kind of got off balance, off track there. Relaxation, it's healthy, and I know I have people that say, oh, I can't relax, I can't sit still, I can't sit still. I just can't sit still. And yet, they do and they don't realize it. While they're sitting there telling me they can't sit still, they have sat there for 30 minutes to an hour or longer. And I remind them of that because I've done the talking for the most part. They're there to listen. They can sit still if it's important enough to them. So if it's important enough to you and your own health and well-being is important, you make time every day to do something as simple as being still. Now, some of you are going to sit there and tell me, oh, It's therapy for me to be up and doing something. If I'm still, I feel like I'm wasting time. But as you rest your body and your mind and your heart rate, you are healing. And those around you that you provide for, whether it's energy or love or food or shelter, a job, those of you that you provide for will be grateful to you because you come out stronger and clear-headed when you're rested and when your body is rested. So you're not only gifting yourself, you're gifting those around you by taking better care of yourself. Please keep that in mind. That's another way of being thankful to yourself. You have a body. Take care of it. Nobody else can. Other people can provide the means for you to take care of it, but you're the one that does the basic caregiving to yourself. Mentally, if not physically, even mentally, it's all in that attitude. Helps with the stress level. Being grateful, learning how to give, learning how to receive, being thankful, even under difficult circumstances, is quite the harvest. That's another word that you hear this time of the year. Harvest. Harvest implies we've worked for something, you know, something as simple as planting a row of corn. Yes, my grandmother had all that stuff, so I learned how to pull it. Cotton, corn, and just about every vegetable you think of that would grow in Central Texas. We think of the word harvest as the end result of our work. But it isn't just about food, because that's what we associate harvest with. It's about other forms of work, including work on ourselves, what we put into ourselves. Just like the star card in the aquarium in the tarot deck. Beautiful nude figure that's flowing water back and forth. She's the Aquarian, one of the Aquarian cards, Major Arcana. And it's a reminder of what we put in is what we get out. It has 8 stars on it. One is a bright yellow, one is a bright white and the others are yellow. 7 plus the 1, number 8, which is infinity. What we put in is what we get out. And what we put into ourselves individually will harvest. What we put into our lives with our family, our friends, our work, our education, our being peaceful within ourselves, end result is a harvest of some sort that we can be thankful for, again, even under difficult circumstances. We are transformed by everything that I've talked about tonight, and heaven knows I've probably left something out, but gratitude, being thankful, giving, receiving, health benefits, abundance, appreciation, learning how to relieve stress levels, all of that will transform us into a richer being. Whatever richer means to you, create your own standard for your own life. Be your own standard bearer. Yes, if you admire someone, it doesn't mean you have to copy them, it doesn't mean you have to emulate them, but you can use them as an example, because we hear it all the time. I want to be just like so-and-so. I want what they have. But that isn't saying that we really want to do that, because we'll find our own way. And maybe we're not destined to be like that. Maybe we are, and they're an inspiration. But look for the positive sides of inspiration. And you say, well, I do. But if you're not getting out of the work that you're putting in towards a certain goal, maybe it's time to reevaluate that goal. Maybe that's not your destiny. Maybe spirit has something, that word spirit. Maybe spirit has something better in mind for you. That's why I tell people at the bottom of their list to put, thank you, God, Goddess, for something better, this or something better. And then get out of your own way. That's when you learn to really be grateful and you learn to appreciate the energy that goes into making us as a completed human being as we can possibly be. The rest of it, and I don't mean to demean it, is trapping. But it's wonderful to be able to share, and that's part of what I'm grateful for, is the ability to share with my family and my friends the love that I have for them and the gratefulness for what they have for me, whatever they're willing to share with me. Am I sad because some people are no longer in my life? Of course, I miss them. We all have family and friends that are no longer with us for one reason or another. But that doesn't mean that I can't hold them close in thought and in heart and be grateful that they were there. And with that, I'm going to say thank you again to our military folks and the folks that support them. I'm going to say thank you for my family and my friends. And thank you to my listeners, whether you call in or not. I know you're there. And I appreciate you being out there and sharing this time with me. I hope that you had a great day today. I hope tomorrow will be even better. And don't forget to share a smile with someone. Blessings and good night, everybody. Be with us next week. Next week I have Michelle Avante. Why don't miracles work for everyone? Moon will be in Pisces, so that'll be a nice evening to talk about such things. Remember, new moon, now's a good time to start those projects. Good night, everybody. Share that smile.